Hi, Adele. How was the show?
What? So fast. I'm leaving it. Anyway, so Mary Bickay. I forgot to tell you on two phone bonuses before that there was a lot of technical problems on the episode with Tiffany Stevenson.
Right. I remember you telling me that people knocked on the door, people rang the phone.
Right. It was an exciting time. But this one went like clockwork. Mary Bickay. Her door, she's a comic as well, was a comic of the week on Jackie and Lauren's show.
Oh, well, congratulations, Mary.
Congratulations. And it's spelled B-E-C-Q-U-E-T, Bickay. And her Twitter handle.
Biscuit without the S.
No. B-E-C-Q-U-E-T-S-Q is her Twitter handle. And Instagram is Mary, B as in Bickay, 3. Mary B 3. Anyway, she is very funny, but her dorkdom, hilariously, Chinese ghosts.
Really?
And we recorded it here on Halloween Day.
Oh, yeah, that's
ghosts,
good.
Ghosts, ghoulies.
That's topical.
Super topical. Not going to air until the end of November, but people still like ghosts.
Right. And Halloween isn't a big deal.
And demons. But I'll tell you what is. Ghost month. Ghost month. 7, the 7th lunar month. In the Chinese calendar, is Ghost Month.
Interesting.
And there's a whole month of, hey, and ghosts, by the way, super bad guys.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And vampires, not super bad guys, just dumb as posts. The clip I'm going to...
Interesting.
Yeah.
The ghosts are the...
Are mean and smart.
And the vampires are mean and dumb.
And jump up and down. And that's how they get around. They hop. Hop, hop, hop. There are vampire Chinese vampire movies that she said are ridiculous, hilarious, and she owns many of them. And here's how dumb they are. If you have a Chinese vampire chasing after you, throw rice at them because they have to stop and count the rice.
Oh, so they're...
Yeah, they're like that. That's one of their things.
Okay.
And you can't kill them. They suck the chi out of you. They suck the life out of you, much like blood, but the chi.
Right. And they're energy vampires.
And the only way to kill them is you got to get a Taoist monk. So in the movies, the Chinese vampires show up, and then they're like, where are we going to find a Taoist monk? And the person who realizes that Chinese vampires have come is usually a beautiful young woman. And the person who vanquishes the... Chinese vampires is a handsome Taoist monk who has a dumb assistant who is often there for comic relief.
Sure.
Because here's how you vanquish a Chinese vampire. You have to write a spell on like a long piece of paper, like a receipt. And then you have to stick it to their head.
Oh.
And the
like
assistant.
A stapler or glue?
Pink.
Oh, right.
Maybe you lick it and you stick it and then get this. Vampire Taoist assistant, is this the right one for this guy? And he'll take it off. And then guess what? Vampire's back!
Oh,
anyway.
So it doesn't even kill him. It just sort of,
banishes him
or slows him down for a second.
Don't know, want to know, need to know.
Need to know.
Got to look into it. Kind of ridiculous. This seems like a scary TV thing that I could watch.
Yes.
Because it seems dumb. And the hopping, pop, 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 like bunnies.
Mm-hmm.
They hop just a little bit, and it's dumb. But this, Mary Bickay, was fascinating. And
it sounds fascinating.
She was
great. I want to know about Chinese ghosts and Chinese vampires.
Well, everyone should listen.
Are there Chinese mummies?
I asked about werewolves. She did not know. Mummies, I forgot to ask. Another time. Please listen.